Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Imi Morasi Shetichya. Bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeha. And Pasuk says it's her birthday. That's why it should be a... Always I dedicate the shiurim in my parents' honor, but today's an especially special day. It's a milestone birthday as well. If a poor man, one of your brothers, is with you in any of your gates, in your land which Hashem your God gives you, you shall not harden your heart or shut your hand from your poor brother. Ad kan midivrei hapasuk. V'kedalkeinu b'kodesh, anachnu holchim b'dalko shel moreinu v'rabeinu, me'or einenu, agoyin agodol, amuflo v'amuflog, harav man zetzal. Omer harav, v'tzorich biyuk akefer, what's the double lashon? Le'se'ameitz es levavcha, v'le'sikboitz es yadcha. Don't harden your heart, don't close your hand. Rashi writes from the Sifri, יש לך אדם שמצטער מיתן הם לא אולב לקח נאמר לא שם את לבבך יש לך אדם שפש ידע וכויבצע לקח נאמר לא סיק בויץ. So there are people who painfully deliberate whether or not they should give. So therefore it says you shall not make your heart obstinate. There again are people who stretch their hand forth. They show readiness to give but then close it. Therefore it's written you should not close your hand. You should not close your hand. So that's why we have this double lashon. Don't deliberate, don't make your heart obstinate, and don't open your hand and then close it. And that's from the Sifri. Ve'adayin tzarich bi'ur shelich ora lemaise halav lo ba lo ba'al yad al psichas hayad v'zgirata el al i anetina demihaytayim eloi nimne b'minyan ha-mitzvus el ala ve'achade. The issue is not the opening and closing of your hand. The issue is not giving. And that's why it's only one lav of the minyan mitzvahs. Rambam sefer mitzvahs. Let's say reish lamid beis. Rash b'tzor rakiya simen ayin ches. Rabbi Yochum fishal perla b'bir aresag. Let's say pei vov. So what's the kefil? What's this double lashon? It's only one lav and there's a double lashon. Ayin baal shech hakadosh pasuk ches. Ki siftach pasoyach tiftach es siyot chaloi. V'havet ta'avitenu. De machsoro asher yachsar lo. Ketuv ba'pasuk that you shall surely open your hand to him and surely lend him sufficient for his need, which he lacks. Rashi says, if he doesn't want a matana, then give him a halvoy. In the Chumash Rav Peninim, he brings Akasha. And what's the reason by tztaka they emphasize the hand? It's not a mitzvah sevarim. It's a mitzvah a checkbook. Or is there an emphasis here? Kisa pasach tiftach ziyot chaloi. Vechin chazinan bepasuk yud. Nosoin titein loy. It says nosoin titein. The ikar is the giving. Not the yad. Not the aver. Like tefillin. Tefillin you put on your arm. But here the ikar is gets the money. So why doesn't it say here, give it to him? Why does it say there, no santitin, it says pasach tiftach? Mitzat sheni, it says in pasuk yid aleph, ki liyecht alevin mekerav aretz, al ken anochi mitzavcha lemer, pasach tiftach, es yotcha lachicha laniyecha, levyoncha ba'artzicha. So Nachama, we see, there's never going to stop being a poor man in the land, And therefore I command you, saying, open up your hand to your brother, to the poor, etc. So here it again, Nachamala mentions the hand. So what's the reason? Why doesn't it say in Pasuk Yud? So we have the hand in Pasuk Ches, the hand in Yer Aleph. We don't have the hand in Pasuk Yud and Pasuk Tes. It says, Yishamel lecha, pen ye devar im levevcha b'lial lemo, karva shnas ha-shev shnas ha-shmite, v'ra eincho be'achicho ha-evyoin, v'lo yisite enloi, v'kora lecha el ha-shem, v'hoye b'cho chet. So in this Pasuk it says that be there not a base thought in your heart saying, the seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and your eye be evil against your poor brother, and you give him nothing, and he cried to Hashem against you, and it be a sin to you. As yesh po kama diukim bapasuk hazeh. First of all, what's pshat? Hishamer lecha, ma'o lecha. My time eloi sagi b'ma shekatuv hishamer. Hishamer. Why hishamer lecha? Bet lechora, kol arichut miyuteret. Should have said, hishamer pen toimar, karvash nasa sheva. What does it have to say? Sheyeim, devar, b'liyal, in levavcha, v'liyal, lemor. Just say you're going to have this thought. Why does it have to give the whole akdama that you're going to have this baseless thought, this bad thought, this evil thought? Just say you're going to have this thought, and the pasuk tells you don't do it. Sinful. Don't not give him. And what's the kefil of karvish nasa shevish nasa shmita to zel b'zach? Same thing. And what does it say? V'ra incha banicha ba'achicha evyon loisitein. Once you have an evil eye, so merely you're not going to give. Once it says he didn't give, you have an evil eye. So just say he didn't give. And merely we know that you have an eye in Ra. Pesuk Yud, ketuv naton titen lo, v'lo yera levavcha betitcha lo, ki beglal hadavar hazeh, yivarechecha Hashem elokecha b'chol ma'asecha, u'v'chol mishlach yadecha. You shall surely give him. You shouldn't have an evil heart when you give him, because of this, God is going to bless you in all of your deeds and in everything that you send your hand to, literally. So, the Al-Sheikh already asked here as well, same kashi we had before. Once it says that, Nasa in Titein lo, memelitz lo yira levavcha. What do you need both for? He also asked, what does it say? Beglal adavar zeh yivarechecha. Well, that's why I'm giving tzedakah, because God's going to bless me. So I ain't sham b'divrei al-shech ma shekasav b'zeh. V'guf ma shekatuv v'pasuk tet, yishamer lecha davar b'lial, b'lial l'imor. Manyan b'lial, sheperusho, b'li'ol, that's what b'lial means. What's the b'li'ol have to do with this? Also, you have to understand, it says in the Ksubis 68a, it says here, Mlevavcha Blial, and it says, Yatsu Anashim B'nei Blial, Malahalan Avoides Kerchov, Mafkan Avoides Kerchov. We kind of Rabbi Shiv and Kacha call a Malah, main of Minat Stakil, Avid Avoides Kerchov. So just like over there, we're talking about Avoides Zara, Yatsu Anashim B'nei Blial. So to here, it's Blial. So you see that if you don't give Tztaka, if you hide your eye from Tztaka, it's as if you're Avid Avoides Kerchov, Ayim Barambam, Beperek Yud. You don't give tzedakah, you're an eved avodah zara. V'chein tzich biur l'shon ha'gemara b'ma shekatuv kol ha'malim einav. My time eloi omar kol she'eino noten tzedakah kilu eved avodah krechovim. What's the inyan of malim einav? So, Marv Rabbi say, I think it's safe to say, it's honest to say that we have our work cut out for us. As lamir zayin havenire. Vishuv zeh kol al pia הגאונות הייחודית של מרן רב מנדצה. אז נראה כך, שאם נתינת הצדקה תיתכן נחמת שני טעמים, אי נתינת צדקה, when a person doesn't give tzedakah, it could be for two reasons, and the pasuk is relating to both reasons. Number one, it could be that it's because of a lack of recognition and feeling of the need of the poor person, because he pashut doesn't care. מחמת אי הכרה והרגשה בצורך של העני, מחמת שלא אכפת לו ממנו ומעוניו, פשוט the guy doesn't care. רחמנא ליצלן. Number two, שכחת שגם אם יכיר בצורך העני ובצורך לעזור לו, מכל מקום כספו יקר בעיניו ועדיף לו צורך עצמו כביכול מצורך העני. Another reason could be is that even if you're cognizant of the need of the poor person and the need to help him, nevertheless your money is very valuable to you and you care more about your own needs kviyachol than the needs of the ani. And because they're not giving tzedakah, it's either because the person doesn't care, or maybe he cares, he's worried more about himself. He has his own needs that come first. I have kids to marry off, I have a mortgage to pay, I have lots of stuff to worry about, so don't bother me. As neged ha'inyan harishon, אז נגד זה נאמר, that's why we have, לא יסעם יצס לבבך ולא יסיק בו יסס ידך. נגד העניין הראשון, corresponding to the first עניין, that a person just doesn't have a proper recognition, he doesn't have the empathy for the ani. So it says you shouldn't say in your heart that the ani does not need the money. שלא יאמר בלבבו שאין אני נצרך וזכאי לצדקה. לא סאמץ את לבבך. Don't say in your heart, no, he doesn't care. That the ani doesn't need the money. Don't harden your heart to the ani. And then it says, לא סיקבו סיסיותך. Don't let your hand למנוע את מה שבלבבך מכיר אתה בצורך ליתן. In your heart, you recognize, but your hand isn't giving. There's a famous story I once read. One of the Maggid books, I think. Yeah, the Maggid book. There was once a guy who was a very, very wealthy man. He calls the rabbi right before he dies. In Denver, the rabbi comes to his hospital bed and he thinks, oh, that's it, you know. Can you get a big check? And he says, Rabbi, I have a check for you in the drawer. It's for you. And opens the drawer, it's $500. Which for this guy, it was nothing. And he says, no, you know, give me more. I'll put your name on the building. And he says, Rabbi, the heart wants, but the hand can't do it. So that's what it is. A person so accustomed to being cheap, so he can't write the check. Now he's about to die, Lamaisa. He's about to die. For the rest of eternity, he's going to regret it. It's one of the saddest stories I've ever heard. In any event, so that's the Yesod HaDvarim, that a person sometimes, in his heart, he recognizes. And his heart he recognizes, but Lamaisa, his hand can't do it. Because he wants to give to himself. He doesn't want to give to the Yani. So those are the two inyanim that the Pasuk is telling us. Lo sameitz es levavcha, lo sik bo yisis yadcha. Because in the lev, in the latter scenario, the person has a ratzon to give. But Lamaisa mis'akev adavar biyadcha. שאינה מוציאתו לתנו לאחרים. ואנו לא יסאמץ אס לבובך, ולא יסיק בו את זה סיידך. ויתכן שזהו גם כן ביור דברי הספרי שהביא רשי. שיש אדם שמצטער אם ייתן או לא ייתן. In other words, he doesn't have a הרגושה, he doesn't have the proper empathy for his friend's needs. And therefore, אין מספיקה הרגשתו בצורך של חברו, כדי להביאו לרצון לתת. על זה נאמר, לא תאמץ את לבבך. ויש אדם שפושט את ידו וחוזר וקופצה, דיינו שגם כשמרגיש את הצורך לנתינה, עדיין אין ידו מאפשרת לו להוציא את הכסף ממנה. ועל זה כתוב, ולא תקפוץ את ידיך. So that's what we have over here, that sometimes a person has tsar whether or not to give it, otherwise he lacks the hagash of the tsarich of chavero. And therefore, it's not enough. He doesn't have that feeling. So plus his losam is his levavcha. And then there's another guy in his heart, he feels it, but his hand just can't do it. His hand can't do it. And therefore it says, Losik bosis yadecha. You know, the guy doesn't want to give because he has his own needs, so his hand can't write that check. So no, your hand should write it. In the parish of the Heligam Malbim, he writes very interesting. Yesh evdel bein chizuk ubein imutz. Shechizuk hu hascholas hachoizek. Ve'imutz hu hasmadas hachoizek. Chizuk is the beginning of being strong, and imutz is when you continually are strong. Uvala hazhir, sheyasmid lazor leha'evyon. It's coming to tell us that you should consistently help the poor person. V'hinei lef'amim, yarpe yadav mimenu, v'pnei koishi halev v'achzorius, av shetivoy noite ela pazronus. Sometimes a person weakens his hand, because he has a hard heart, and because he's cruel. Even though by nature, he is noite ela pazranus. Even though by nature, he inclines towards being a pazran, but sometimes he's an achzer. He likes to spend, but he is cruelty. And therefore it says, shelo lev tov lo levad fisha, shezeh kori chizuk. Kim gam besmidus, shezeh kori imutz. So that's what it tells us. That the person lo sa'amets, consistently you shouldn't have a hard heart. And some people aren't giving because they're cheap. They're frugal. It's hard for him to give. Therefore it says, don't close your hand. And the Patsik is saying, he's your brother. Remember, he's your brother. You could have been in the same situation he was in. So today it's him being the poor guy and you being the rich guy. Tomorrow it could be Chas V'Shalom, the tables could be turned. Chas V'Shalom for you. So therefore, give him now. So that's Mamish, a beautiful idea. So, that's similar to what the idea that we're saying. Imutz halev is because of your lack of sensitivity, achzarius, and kfitzas hayad is even after you realize you want to give, but it's still hard for you to write that check. You should do it anyway. V'inyan ze mevuar lehedya v'ma shekotev haRambam b'sefer haMitzvot b'lo tase reish lamed bet hisichanu shelo lemno tzedaka v'harchava me'achenu me'avyonim. Asher neida inyanam, v'yicholteinu lahachzik lehem. Hu amro lo ta'amets et levavcha. V'ze azra meleknot midas hakilus v'achzorius. We were warned not to prevent giving tzedakah and a sense of harchava, of expansion to our poor brothers. We know their poverty, and we know we can help them out. And that's what it says, l'sa'amets et levavcha. And this is an azhara, and one should not have this midah of cruelty and frugality. And that's lahedya, like we're saying, that the azhara kan mishutefet. B'mashe lo ta'ametzis levavcha lo sikbo tzisiyotcha, the azhara ala kilus, that's lo sikbo tzisiyotcha. The kilus, the being cheap, is kfitzis hayad. That's what the Malbim says. The person's kfitzis hayad because he's just being cheap. He knows he should give, but it's hard for him to give because he's a cheapskate. And Achzarius, it says, Losamet, it's Lefavchus, it's Mamish Gevaldik in the Rambam. But the Rambam tells us that this Pesach Pasuk is telling us about Kilos and Achzarius. Don't be cheap, Kilos, and that's the Kfitzis Hayad, and then the Achzarius is Imutz Halev. Ve'en gam ken b'chinuch b'mitzvah tof ayin ches. And he writes also, these two inyanim that we wrote over here, that we said over here, So, you shouldn't be a novel. You shouldn't be a disgusting person. You shouldn't be a nice varf. You should be a choymel. You should be merciful. You should be compassionate. And you shouldn't be a keli. You should be a nadiv. You should be generous. Me'al zeh katuv b'pasuk chet ki patoach tiftach et yadcha lo. B'uneged ma shekatuv b'pasuk zayin b'lisik b'sis yadcha. She'al zeh katuv mitzvat aseid she'adarab pasoyach tiftach es yadcha. V'aynu shelo limno et ma shemargish b'libo she'tzarich l'sayer le'ani. So it says, Leisik v'osis yotcho in Pasuk Zayin. So in Pasuk Ches, it says, Ki pasoyach tifcha. Don't close your hand. Open your hand. Adirabah, pasoyach tiftach es yotcha. V'haynu shelo lemnoa et ma shemargish b'libo. Don't prevent. You feel in your heart you have to help him do it. Open up that checkbook. Or today you don't even have to write a check anymore. You can just go online. For those who are online, if you're listening to this, I'm guessing you are. And you can just, you write in your credit card number. The computer already knows your credit card number. And fill in the blanks. And you're good to go for whatever sum you want. There's no limit on how much they'll take. It's unlimited. It's gevaldik. It's mamish gevaldik. The worst tragedy would be if we weren't able to give. That'd be the biggest tragedy. And it also says, Havei tavitenu demachsar sheyechser loy. So Rashi brings from the Sifri and the Gemara in Ksubis and of Samach Zayin Amud Beis, Shemdubar klapei mi she'en lo, ve'eno rotze litparnes min hatzdaka. It's talking about somebody erotnish, te'en lo, but he doesn't want to be misparnes min hatzdaka, so you give him l'shem halvoy. V'chozer menosim lo l'shem haton, v'haynu dikar akral nesin l'shem halvoy, havei ta'avitenu. Shezeino inyan l'kilus, So first you give it l'shem halva, you don't want to give it. But have a tavitenu. It's not an inyan of being cheap because it's going to come back to you. But rather it's a pashat achzarius, not recognizing the needs of the poor person. And it says, no, don't have that midah. But rather tavitenu. You should give him this loan. And then afterwards turn it into a matana. That's a nice way of giving tzedakah, that it starts out, it's a loan, the guy feels better taking it. And then turn it into tzedakah. Because of Pesoyach Tiftach. So, in this way, we're removing the barrier, remove the barrier of Achzarius, and therefore it's not Haveta. You're going to be Haveta Avitenu. You'll lend him. And then ultimately, if you're Zoyche, Pesoyach Tiftach, then Ziyad Chalo, you'll actually be able to give. And not be cheap, Rachmana Litzlan. It says Pasach Tiftach Afilu Kama Pa'amim. Unfortunately, sometimes people say, "All right, I see you now. I don't want to see you again, or I don't want to see you for another year. Just I want to know that you're off my back." So it says, "No, Pasach Tiftach. Please come back, Kama Pa'amim." Torah is so beautiful in that way. So, Mariv Rabbeisai, Baruch Hashem, we have started this amazing journey. And in the next year, we have to explain Psukim Tes and Yud, Lafit Vareinu Kan, Ve Advarin Bezelat Hashem, Yuniflaim Biyoter, Az Ana Hisharu Imanu, Ve Nirehem Shech Niflaot Mitorat Hashem, Mit Barach Shemot. Toda Rabba Rabba Sheh Ezantem, Uvelin Eder Namshich. Shalom Shalom.